Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
This is a good product. I want to keep using it. I plan to be a lifelong customer. I was convinced in the testimonials that I heard, and I wanted to give this a shot, mainly because one of my mindsets is that I believe in preventative maintenance. And I really do believe that Balance of Nature is a very important component of preventative maintenance. Having this product in your body every day supports your immune system. It gives you that psychological boost that you're doing something very good for your body. And again, it's something that I plan to take for the rest of my life, every day, without fail. Money well spent. Money well spent.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Think while it's still legal. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
If they could find this virus in you at all, and with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. Because if you can amplify one single molecule up to something that you can really measure, which PCR can do, then there's just very few molecules that you don't have at least one single one of them in your body, okay, to claim that it's meaningful. It doesn't tell you that you're sick.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks. Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. You look at the data and the information you have at any given time, and you make a decision with regard to policy based on that information, from a situation that did change, is our insistence now on wearing masks. Maybe I should put two masks on. There's nothing wrong with that, but there's no data that indicates that that is going to make a difference. And that's the reason why the CDC has not changed the recommendation.
In this new study, researchers used experiments in the laboratory, not the real world. Based on this new information, the CDC is updating the mask information for the public on the CDC website to provide new options on how to improve mask fit, or wearing a cloth mask over a procedure or disposable mask.
I think, and it has something to do with public health, but it has also to do with the peace of mind.
Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better.
X. Make masks part of American culture to stop the epidemic.
Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better.
X number, X percentage of them are reported as not having symptoms, or that they are in their pre-symptomatic phase, which means it's a few days before they actually develop severe symptoms. The second part of your question is, what proportion of asymptomatic individuals actually transmit, and looking at secondary transmission? And they're not finding secondary transmission onward. It's very rare. And that not much of that is not published in the literature.
You were all exposed to a student here who was taken to the hospital due to COVID.
We were there, and Token was actually taken to the hospital because you guys shot him.
Yes, due to COVID. If it weren't for COVID, all the previous teachers would have still been here, we wouldn't have been in the class, and nobody would have gotten shot.
It was COVID-related.
That doesn't make any sense!
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Yes, they changed their stance again because, you know, policy. It has little to do with science, and it's all about optics and control. And this is why you're getting so many different answers from Fauci himself. Don't wear the mask, then wear the mask, then don't wear two masks. Now, today, they are endorsing double masks. Okay. I just think if you keep going along listening to these people, and I even played the WHO clip saying that it's very rare to ever pass along something that you don't know you have. Why are you wearing it? Take it off. Have some courage. This is ridiculous. The clips back to back, it just sounds even more horrendous. Welcome to the show, Melissa Smith. How are you?
I am good.
Good. It was real of Fauci. You can't make this up. It was amazing to listen to. And then today, of course, did you everybody catch today? They said that the experiments were not based on the real world. They were only done in labs. We have the whole real world. They could have done any experiments they wanted to right now, since we're all lab rats, and they couldn't do one. That's why they made the point very clearly today that they have only done experiments in labs. So the experiment was all about transmitting a puff of air that comes out of your face when you're talking. The problem is that they did not actually address was the fact that the other person you're talking to has an immune system already built in to handle any puff of air that comes near them. It's very interesting. So I just had to point that out.
Kate, that's why everyone needs to wear, I've heard, 25 masks to be safe. I'm thinking about wearing maybe 50 at once.
Yeah,
be super safe.
At least all over my head, something, because this is getting to the point where they don't want you to even breathe. Now,
I don't want any air to get to my lungs. God. That way I'll stay totally safe.
Yeah, it's insanity. It's pure insanity. There's nothing else to say. It is. And for people that actually wear the shield and two masks, I just don't know how much hope I have for you left. So, Melissa, let's switch gears a little bit. I just wanted to make sure people understood the crazy coming out today. It's just insane. So let's talk about Bill Gates for a moment.
Oh, you know, he's like my favorite person
yes.
to talk about of all time.
He's been busy. You know, we have the same medical degree as Bill Gates, you and I. Yeah, that he doesn't have one.
You know, I might even have a more advanced degree than Bill Gates.
Maybe you do. But he's over our medicine. He actually partnered with the CDC several years back. And so it's kind of amazing that he is so entrenched in our education and bringing Common Core and also our medicine. And everything he touches seems to be doing the ills for our nation and bringing us down. It's kind of interesting to watch him.
Well, I have a quote. Do you remember when Bill Gates was on trial, a big antitrust fraud case with Microsoft?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that trial?
I do.
It was way back in the day.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, it was like mid-90s or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson was the presiding judge in that case. And when he handed his decisions down, this is what he said about Bill Gates. And this is before Bill Gates is the Bill Gates that we know today. But he already saw it. He said, Gates has a Napoleonic concept of himself, an appetite that derives from power and unalloyed success with no leavening hard experiences, no reverses.
Hmm.
So when we talk about, what was the word we were kicking around? Megalomaniac?
Yes.
When he's never had a hard time. He's never had a reverse. And let me just run down what it is that Bill Gates has been up to since that antitrust act.
Mm-hmm.
So Bill Gates, for sure, has been a major cheerleader for all the lockdowns.
Mm-hmm.
He's embedded with the WHO and Fauci and all
mm-hmm.
the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So his support of the global lockdowns have bankrupted more than 100,000 businesses in the United States.
Jeez.
They've plunged 1 billion people into poverty and deadly food insecurity around the world because of his food policies. The vaccines that were offered in Africa killed 10,000 African children monthly, while increasing Gates' wealth by $20 billion. His $133 billion fortune makes him the world's fourth wealthiest man, and he's been using all of that cash to expand his power over global populations by buying now devalued assets at fire sale prices. And now he's maneuvering for monopolistic control over public health, privatizing prisons, online education, global communication, digital currency, high-tech surveillance, data harvesting systems, and artificial intelligence. And the last line here, this is from Robert Kennedy Jr. wrote a very, very interesting expose on Bill Gates and all of the many things, the tentacles that he has his his little octopus arms involved in, he said this: for a man obsessed with monopoly control, the opportunity to also dominate food production must seem irresistible.
So he's got his hooks in farmland.
To the tune of 240,000 acres of American farmland. He's the nation's largest property owner right now.
Wow. So one must ask oneself, why? Because nobody ever asks that with him. He's a computer guy who was put up as the face of Microsoft. A lot of people don't realize that. And here he is in with his fingers in all of these things. Not playing golf, mm-hmm. not retiring, just fingers in everything and into the control of everything. By the way, he's never been pictured in a face mask.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. There's not one photo of him in a face mask. He doesn't vaccinate his kids. He was interviewed about God. He said, my wife brings the kids to church occasionally, but I'm not into that. I'm not into that.
He's afraid of being struck by lightning.
He's a very, very interesting person. And so his father worked with, his father was one of the heads of actually working at the time with Planned Parenthood and depopulation. So he has a whole history of being in the know with the same people that that surrounded him, even as a kid in Washington, that were all for depopulation. Okay. And so when you look at some of the things he's into vaccines, he's into, dumbing down our kids. He's into all kinds of really nefarious things. So why the land?
Well, because if we go back to 1994, mm-hmm. which is a while ago now, mm-hmm. he has been working to achieve, you know, when I was in history class back in the day, we talked about the robber barons, and they wanted to control everything from production to the marketplace, right? Mm-hmm. Whether we're talking about Andrew Carnegie or whoever, that is Bill Gates' business model. He's a robber baron. And starting in 1994, then, he began to work on building an empire that includes things like purchasing agricultural land. But he's made huge investments in GMOs, mm-hmm. seed patents, synthetic foods, and robotic farm workers. Think
robotic.
On this. Robotic farm workers, because we don't necessarily need people to grow our food.
Mm-hmm.
So we can kick all the people off the property, off the land. We can, and you know, his investment in GMOs, he's heavily invested in petrochemicals, which is where heavy-duty fertilizers come from.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bad, bad thing, because those chemicals, GMOs and Monsanto's glyphosate and other things, mm-hmm. strip the soils, make the soils barren after a while.
And that's pretty bad.
So then we have to pile more fertilizer on top. And what Bill Gates is advocating now is, I can control the food production all the way from control of patented seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And now I really do wonder if he's looking at, when we talk about genetic engineering,
mm-hmm.
can they patent DNA for animals?
We're going to come back on this subject. We're not going to let that just sit. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. More with Melissa Smith when we come back.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. One way or another. Blondie. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Go to katedalyradio.com for all the podcasts that you can share with friends and family. Let's get everybody educated, shall we? I have Melissa Smith with me. Always a pleasure to have Melissa and Susan Day, which is Wednesday. And Susan has been doing Melissa has been doing an awful lot of work on looking at Bill Gates and looking from and judging from some of the recent articles that I've been reading as far as the Bill Gates venture to spray dust into the atmosphere to block the sun, to trigger global cooling effect, what that could do and wreak havoc on crops. And it's just amazing all the things that he has his fingers in. I don't know if people realize to the extent.
I don't think anybody knows. And I don't think he goes anywhere and tells anyone. Mm-hmm. I think he just does what he wants.
Right.
Because he's got very deep pockets.
Yeah.
And so who's going to stop him?
That's so true.
He's bought all of his opposition.
And
he
so,
just buys
so
them off.
Let's talk about, him being a colonialist and also the fact of what he's been doing in Africa, because the GMO situation, what he's trying to bring and has brought to Africa has been devastating, too.
Yeah. And it's Africa as well as India. And he brings billions of dollars through the Gates Foundation to bear on impoverished governments, impoverished people. And what he's done in Africa was he's used kind of the economic hitman model, pressure the government with huge amounts of money that they can offer for subsidies. And he buys legislation to get penalties to force farmers into his system. And what they've done is Gates has championed the abolition of traditional farming and nutritious, highly nutritious kind of subsistence crops like sorghum and millet and sweet potatoes. And he wants every farmer in Africa to grow. It's a monoculture, meaning we want you to grow soybeans or corn like they do in the United States. And we're going to dump all of our GMO, we're going to dump GMO mm-hmm. seeds on you so that you have to buy your seeds every year, and you have to buy them from Bill Gates. And you have to dump huge amounts of pesticides and fertilizer in to get it to grow. And it leaves you with acidic soils that don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So what this was supposed to do was it was supposed to help end African hunger, right?
Right.
14 years he was at this, and a watchdog group came out with their study that said at the end of 14 years, the number of Africans suffering from extreme hunger increased by 30% in the 18 countries that the Gates Foundation was involved in, and rural poverty had metastasized. The number of hungry people in those nations had risen to 131 million people. So instead of making these places more food independent,
mm-hmm.
it impoverished and starved everyone.
And then he comes in with a food alternative.
Well, I think that's what's coming for the United States. I really don't know that Bill Gates necessarily cares what happens in Africa.
No, I don't either.
I really, really don't. I don't see him doing anything. Who benefited from this big African program?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Monsanto benefited from it.
Yeah.
Cargill, which is a big corn agri business. This is mm-hmm. big agri. And they are a formidable, it's like big pharma, big tech, whatever. Mm-hmm. Big agribusiness is big time business. And Bill Gates is squarely in with all of them. Maybe it's better to say they're in with him.
Right. That's so true. I'm going to take a phone call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on that last statement. They mm-hmm. in with him in with them. We see consistently with Gates that he's carrying out the agenda of the grand conspiracy. He's dumbing our kids down. He's teaching them to embrace their own enslavement. He's for population control. He's for the mask and the police state based on this alleged virus. We just see him constantly doing it. So logic would suggest that he's working for them. Now, how did he gain his wealth? Do you remember the dot-com bubble?
Mm-hmm.
There were losers or winners. The winners all seem to be carrying out the same kind of agenda to a different degree and lesser extent than him. Microsoft and Google and Facebook and all those. And one last point on that, what happened there? Remember Cattlegate? You both know about Cattlegate with Hillary.
Yeah, in the 90s, right? In the 90s,
yeah,
late night. Okay.
Right. So what happened is that Hillary invested in cattle stocks, and so did a bunch of other people. And the fellow was managing the their investments,
mm-hmm.
gave all the winnings to Hillary, and the ones that, other ones that lost, they transferred Hillary's losses over to them. And this is what we saw in the dot-com bubble, is that the winners, the establishment had the power to decide who would win, who would not win. That's why we see all these bad tech corporations all carrying out the agenda.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important to see Gates didn't do any of this on his own. He's just carrying out the agenda like his father was doing,
mm-hmm.
for the establishment. They gave him his wealth. Yeah. They do this. They sometimes pay the person out before they are required to carry out their assignments. He was paid off with Microsoft wealth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you. Thank you. Yeah, I do agree with that. Yeah. He was made and branded the head of Microsoft, and then of course became the agenda. So he was happy to do it.
Well, I don't believe that Bill Gates is going unwillingly.
Yeah,
and it's hard right now to tell who's leading and who's following here,
mm-hmm.
because I do believe that Bill Gates is the front man for a lot of things happening in the world right now, and he's untouchable. I do not understand why he is completely untouchable, except that he's also bought media presence.
Yes, and of course, you know, it was back in 2010 when he started partnering with the CDC, and they started joining monies together for global health and global vaccines in 2010. And there was a huge push, and that was right after the 2005, how are we going to go after that God gene at the Pentagon, remember? Well, we've identified what a God gene is. We can identify in people's brains when they're spiritual, right? And so they're calling it a God gene. And so how are we going to eradicate this God gene? Because they were talking about the jihadists. How are we going to do this in jihadists? And the answer was to use vaccines. This was 2005, to use vaccines, that they could put them in the vaccines, because everybody would need to take a vaccine at the time. And then all of a sudden you started seeing at the end of that decade a huge push for more and more and more and more vaccine research. Just a huge push, 2008 to 2010. And then, of course, he partners with the CDC starting in 2010, Bill Gates. It's kind of amazing to watch.
Well, Bill Gates is the proud owner, the proud holder of the title, the world's largest vaccine manufacturer.
Yeah. See, we just never thought we might be the victim of the eradicating of the God gene. We never thought we would be on that end. We always were like, oh, well, this is about people that are jihadists over in the Middle East. So that's okay. You can develop that. We just never think that we're going to be the victims. And just like you were talking about food, Melissa, same thing with food. We don't think that he'll be able to do that to our food supply, what he's doing and what he has done in Africa.
Well, have you ever heard of a thing called a gene drive?
No.
That's something that Bill Gates is working on, too. It's bad enough, and we could go down this rat hole, and it's definitely worth talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The way in which Bill Gates, you know, there have been these biodiversity seed banks that were established, and Bill Gates has bought them and transferred the seeds into, you know, big ag research facilities so that they can, you know, gene sequence all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they gene sequence it, then they put slap a patent on it so no one else can have it.
Yes.
That's so if you own the land and then you own the seeds and you own all, you know, all the diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here we go. Gene editing is the next horizon. They want to be able to gene edit, patent new and improved species of plants and animals, or simply exterminate through gene splicing species that we don't like. And I know Fauci has talked about, let's get rid of all the malaria-bearing mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
As if we think that that will not have any impact in the ecological mm-hmm. cycles
right.
of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it sounds tempting, right? So one of the aims is to use these, what they call gene drives, gene spliced sequences
mm-hmm.
that they can eradicate, like Zika mosquitoes.
Right.
Well, I'm not sure where the Zika mosquitoes came from in the first place, but it kind of makes me wonder whether that was the result of gene splicing.
Mm-hmm.
Fauci has been an enthusiastic cheerleader for all of this, and the biodiversity risk to this is huge,
right.
huge, and nobody wants to talk about it. So after we get out from plants and animals, let's talk about getting genocide genes that we can splice to get rid of whole populations of people we don't want.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, honestly, I wish people would realize, you know, these articles about Bill Gates coming out, even on agriculture.com, how Bill Gates is about, and this was just about 20 days ago, Bill Gates is about to change the way American farms. The co-founder of Microsoft and his wife make an auspicious debut on the 2020 Land Report 100 as America's largest private farmland owners. And like you were saying, I mean, over 242,000 acres, but even more so than that now, this kind of stays for some reason, well, because the media doesn't investigate anything, and they basically lie all the time. They don't investigate anything that's going on really with Bill Gates. It's already done by the time we even learn about it, correct? There's no investigation on him
yeah.
whatsoever.
Well, and you know what? When Bill Gates begins to see some pushback, for example, on these gene drive things,
mm-hmm.
the UN had a meeting back in 2016 on biodiversity. And the way the meeting was going, they were pretty much concluding that nobody should be doing this kind of research, that it's going to be environmentally damaging and whatever. So it looked like it was going to go the wrong direction. So what does Bill Gates do except to buy off some of the delegates and offer to invest in their pet projects and make sure that there's a letter circulated that talks about the glories of all of this? And pretty soon, you know what? The whole UN group stood down. It never made a headline because it never got that far. Bill
right.
Gates is monitoring what's going on in the discussion, and when it doesn't go his way,
mm-hmm.
he's right there with a big checkbook
yep.
to make sure that it doesn't go any farther.
And then we get to hear about it after it's said and done. By the way, the seller of a lot of this land from John Hancock Life Insurance, a multi-billion-dollar asset manager in all major U.S. markets, as well as Canada and Australia. The deals that are being done, what are the plans? Because we get the plans in pieces, basically, is what you're saying. And then what happens is he's been working on these things, and all of a sudden everything comes together. But it's never to help. It's always, it's with Bill Gates, it's going to be pretty detrimental. And this will be pretty detrimental to our health. We need to be near small farms, people. Be right back.
Yes, we do.
With Melissa Smith. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. When I'm dancing close to her.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Now, I know where you can get good food that doesn't have any chemicals on it. Nice, normal, organic fruits and vegetables, dehydrated down, of course, for your benefit. Easy to take. 31 fruits and vegetables a day that you can get right now. You can actually go to balanceofnature.com and you can order up, and they'll get it out to you quickly. And you can start taking this, and you can start feeling the nutrients go into your body. If I were you, even based on today's show, I would probably venture into the food supplement answer. And also Balance of Nature is the most fantastic one I've ever researched. And I love it because I take it myself. But let me just tell you, this would be the one to take because you're going to need to shore yourself up with a lot of nutrients. Your body already needs it. But I think for what's coming in our food supply, like Melissa was just saying, this is going to be the new era of agriculture. And what does our food look like? This is the big question to answer. And I think a lot of people aren't talking about this. So I'm grateful Melissa is and what she brings to the show. Melissa Smith, my co-host in this hour every week. Boy, I'll tell you what. By the way, go to balanceofnature.com. Put in my name, Kate, as the code, K-A-T-E. You'll get 35% off and free shipping. It's awesome. You'll love it. Three caplets of veggies, three caplets of fruits. You just can't go wrong. It's just amazing. And no pesticides. Nothing touches these. These are the finest vegetables and fruits you can get your hands on. So I don't even know where to start.
Let's start here.
Okay.
That Bill Gates,
very busy man.
You just did a great ad for a supplement that works with our body as it is, right?
As actual nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I want you to think of Bill Gates as the anti-nutrition guy, because the more pesticides, the more GMOs, the more gene-spliced food that we eat, mm-hmm. that goes to war with our bodies.
Right.
Our gut biome is going to be disrupted. And our health, a lot of it, comes from the gut health that we have.
Right.
So all of this is just kind of working us towards this big picture. Where Bill Gates owns over 100 patents for what's called animal proxies.
Okay.
Not animals. These are genetically manipulated various things from chicken to fish, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need to have a cow anymore. We'll just grow some cow cells in a lab dish and we'll call it beef.
Yeah.
And that'll be great for us.
You don't have the land you have to come up with. You don't have to, it's a lot more, there's a lot more profit in being able to get the, get this stuff in a dish and create it and conjure it up like Frankenfood than it is to grow it.
Mm-hmm. So you might've heard of some of these new, they're new out on the market, and I know people have been trying them. They're plant-based protein burgers that taste like whatever they're supposed to taste like. Oh, they taste like beef. They taste like chicken. I know that they have beef patties that are plant-based. They have chicken, like chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with it is these are pesticide-laden because that's how they have to grow the plants that mm-hmm. that they're using for this. And all kinds of synthetic everything.
I'm gonna take a quick phone call. Hi, caller. Go right ahead. You're talking with Melissa.
Yes, I just wanted to comment that there is one picture of Bill Gates wearing a handkerchief that looks like over his face, but not really like a mask. But mm-hmm. About lost that bet.
Okay, thanks. I don't know if he owns a mask, to tell you the truth. But go ahead. Yeah, it's crazy.
One of the lab tests on one of those burgers, mm-hmm. those synthetically created burgers, mm-hmm. had glyphosate levels 11 times higher than normal.
Really?
And as well, they're packed with all kinds of artificial hormones.
Yeah, that can't go wrong. Remember the milk hormones, and Judy Mikovits, who we had on the show back in the 80s, said that it would cause breast cancer. And of course, they fired her because she was supposed to come in and say it was healthy. And she said, no, I can't. I got to follow my conscience. You're going to create more cases of breast cancer with this. And then all of a sudden, that was in the 80s, clear up to 2015, they finally admitted that it was one of the causes of breast cancer. Really amazing, because these guys can go in and understand what these hormones do to us. It's bad. It's very dangerous.
Well, so in June of 2020, so this is just last year,
mm-hmm.
one of Bill Gates's synthetic food companies invested $3.5 million in BioMilk, a company that produces synthetic breast milk from cultured human mammary glands and epithelial cells.
Yummy.
So will that, you know, why in my world, when I had babies, I knew that breast milk was a good choice for my babies because it transferred immunity.
Yes, right.
Does synthetic breast milk do anything except provide empty nutrition for babies?
Yeah, like fortified cereal.
Well, fortifying everything, that is also, that is part of this whole landscape too. It's funny you brought that up because fortifying food, when we have food that's grown on like this monoculture stuff where we have to dump pesticides and we have to put fertilizer on everything, guess what? Those plants don't have the same kind of mineral and nutritional value that they might otherwise. So now we have to fortify it. So that's been one legislative agenda that Bill Gates has pursued, demanding that every food be fortified with vitamins and the things that will keep us healthy. So what we're actually consuming is food depleted of all of its nutritional value.
Naturally.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have chemicals we add to it so that we can get some kind of nutritional value. It's empty of nutrition.
Yep. Yep.
We're going to have people, you know, we wonder why people have immune problems. We wonder why we have these horrible obesity problems. It's because we're eating food that has nothing in it.
Yes. And we're craving more and more of that emptiness to you know, give us some sort of, the body, some sort of satisfaction that it's getting something. But then your body's crying out for nutrients. This is exactly why I talk about balance of nature on the show, because your body needs those nutrients and it's not getting it. A potato in 1905, much different than a potato today. It had actual more nutrients. You'd have to eat pretty much a whole wagon full of potatoes to get the same nutrient.
And we wouldn't want to leave the discussion about new foods coming down the line without talking about insects. Insects are the hot new thing now.
Well, the UN is pushing it hard. The UN is saying we need to get used to eating bugs, people.
And by bugs, they're talking about wasps. They're talking about flies. They're talking about maggots and roaches.
And Bill Gates owns what?
Oh, he owns a company. He has invested in a South African company that makes edible protein from cultivated maggots.
Lovely.
Isn't that great to hear?
That's lovely.
The company's factory houses a billion flies and produces 22 tons of maggots daily that graze on slaughterhouse and municipal waste.
Mm-hmm. So if the argument is the chickens eat bugs, so it's okay, you know, it kind of bypasses the chicken. And I kind of like it going to the chicken where I get to eat the chicken. I don't want to eat the straight bugs. Thank you very much.
Yuck. The reason why the chickens are eating it now is because they have not yet figured out how to make it edible for people. That is the ultimate end game here. This is a company that wants to create edible human protein for human consumption from maggots.
Yeah, and they're going to push the insects emit less greenhouse gases than the farting cows, right? That aren't an issue, but they're trying to make it an issue. They're trying to make it seem as if these cows are ruining the earth. Have they ever? Centuries and centuries and centuries? No.
Well,
but now they're making the case that insects will actually, they need to get rid of the cows and the cattle and the pigs and everything to make room for the insects because it's a better world. It's disgusting is what they're doing. This is gross.
Well, at the end of the day, Bill Gates flat out is a science denier. There is all kinds of science that, and there are all kinds of organizations around the world that are crying foul on Bill Gates. India has done a lot of work. A lot of African countries have simply kicked the Gates Foundation out.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that what he's bringing to our country is not good for our people.
Like the polio vaccination that went bad. The polio vaccination, yeah. They kicked him out.
They have kicked him out. And yet, no one is questioning him here in the United States. And you can bet. I think there's some kind of weird, strange, twisted satisfaction that Bill Gates will get out of making Americans eat bugs.
Here, I'm going to take a phone call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
A famous quote. You guys probably heard it. I don't know who said it, but he who controls the food controls the world.
Yes.
Yes.
Controls the people. Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah.
And I think that is Bill Gates' game plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he doesn't look like a Bond villain, does he?
No.
But I wish he could look like that, because maybe it would wake people up. Because no. I think what he's doing is that dangerous.
He sounds like Kermit the Frog. And here's the deal. You know, the news will never cover this. They'll never talk about him in any negative light. There's too much money that flows and partners with him, with all of the deep staters, the insiders, and those that actually run the country. When he tried to do a deal with China, actually Trump interceded and said no. He said, no, you're not doing a deal with China with satellites. And so there have been some people that have tried to kind of out, you know, what he's doing, but it's never really worked, because he's too entrenched into our system now. And so how do you shine a light on that? Well, you know what, this whole COVID thing, finally people were finally looking at his real career and actually asking more questions about what he was really doing, and more negative press came out. So what do? They did a whole campaign of Bill Gates doesn't like the negative press, it's mean. Been amazing to watch. Yeah.
Poor baby.
Yeah, because now people are finally starting to understand about Bill Gates and more of his agenda.
Okay, here's kind of the clincher that I want to leave everybody with. Lab-processed fake food is really about patenting our food, not about feeding people or saving the climate.
Oh,
Bill Gates wants you. He's marketing himself as, oh, I care about sustainability. I care about, you know, keeping people healthy. That is not what he cares about. He cares about patents that earn him money.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's about the patents and patenting a food supply that shouldn't be food.
It should not be food. And so if you take one step back and look at Bill Gates, the robber baron, you will see a man who controls our farmland all the way through the patents. He has heavy investments in all of the things that grow things on that farmland, and not grow things in an organic way or in a healthy way, but all the things in which he can, he's going to grow all the things that are going to supply his GMO'd world. And he does not care at all about the quality of what he is producing. There are too many people in the world anyway.
Yeah, you're right. And he said if he did everything right, that depopulation would happen, and that would be the answer. And he's not afraid to admit it. And so he is a depopulationist, and he comes from a family of depopulationists. And I don't think people really give that a lot of thought, and they should. If somebody's coming out and they're telling you who they are, believe them. Because he doesn't want a whole lot of people in this world. He's clear about it.
And yes, he's been very clear about that.
Yeah.
I think he's playing a very dangerous game with a lot of things. And, you know, support your local farmer.
Yeah.
Become
good friends.
Find people. Grow your own heirloom seeds this summer. They're going to be hard to find. Watch it.
Yep.
Watch this summer what happens.
The Amish stores are pretty famous for selling the heirloom seeds. Make sure that you're getting heirloom, because then you're getting the real fruit, the real fruit with seeds. And that's really, really important. That we need to be a lot more proactive right now while we can in setting up our own food supply sources.
We really do.
Yeah.
And learn how to cook, learn how to grow it. Learn, you can be your own food processor right there in your own world.
Yeah.
You know, work with other people that you know.
Instead of watching the propaganda, watch YouTube videos on how to do things. Because, you know, there's so many things out there that can make things better, that you can learn better ways of doing a greenhouse or farming. You can learn and also move to communities where you have access. Get out of the cities. So that would be my biggest piece of advice to people listening to this show right now, is get out of the cities. Melissa, you're a champ. Appreciate you. Thank you. Wow.
Always
that
fun.
Was scary. Thanks.
It is.
Yeah. I want to go crawl in a hole. Thank you. Thank you, Melissa. Melissa Smith from Indiana. So grateful for her. And of course, up next would be Susan. And what a great hour that was. And I'm sure we have a great hour ahead of us. Don't go anywhere. KateDallyRadio.com. KateDallyRadio.com. For the podcast, we'll be right back with Susan.